morning, everyone, and welcome to 2 hours of Out and About with Elaine. My name is Elaine LaRoche, and on my board here running and keeping me on track is Mike Catanzaro. Good morning, Mike. How are you doing today? And are you up for 2 hours of Out and About?
Yes, we're out and about for 2 hours. Yes, sir. A special edition today.
A special edition. I'm so grateful. This is awesome. There's just so much going on in the area, but I do have to say I want to congratulate Jay Rogers for 20-year anniversary on air. He was on all last week. I was listening to him, and Dominic's off last week. He'll be back on Monday. But Jay filled in all week and celebrated 20 years on radio. Isn't that great?
Really? I thought he was on radio longer than that.
I know time flies.
I know he is younger than me.
He is?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's in his 30s. I'm in my 40s.
And oh, wow.
Yeah. So I thought, because it's funny, because I didn't even know Jay was here. I would have called in and said hi to him, you know? Because I don't have a chance to listen to the station, during the week. But as a matter of fact, he sent me an email on LinkedIn, asking me how I was doing. And I know he has a regular job. He works out in the Cape on the radio station up there.
Mm-hmm.
But he's definitely a radioholic like I am.
As we all are.
Yeah. Yep.
That's great. Well, everybody, we have a great show for you today. We have so much going on. First half, we're going to have some lighthearted, silly things in politics and random acts of kindness. And in the second hour, we're going to talk about the flu clinic and the flu shots. And we're going to have some people calling in, Donna Sprague and Heather, hopefully, from the Attleboro Farmers Market today. Today is the apple pie contest. So if you haven't baked your pie, you should get up and slice those apples and bring it down there. I think she said...
Where's your pie?
It's... You know where it is?
Home.
I baked it last night. My son gave me some Madagascar cinnamon because he was a baker and he knows the cinnamon. And I baked my pie and I took it out of the oven at 10:30 last night. It is on the stove, covered, and ready to be judged.
Hopefully no one's ate it. Wouldn't that be something you come home and find it all gone? That would not be good.
I would have to bring it to Heather and say.
Or if you come home and find your pet cat or something with it, like caught in the act.
I don't have a pet cat. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's too funny. But, if you're out and about, go to the farmer's market today at O'Connell Field from 9 to 1 today. They've got a lot of activities. All the fall vegetables are coming in, those root vegetables, those wonderful, delicious, and also lots and lots of pumpkins, too. So you want to make sure you check that out today. But, yeah, I'm going from here. I'm going to breakfast, and then I'm going back home, and then I'm bringing it to Heather to be judged. So it'll be a lot of fun.
We have the legendary Donna Sprague on the line.
Great, great. I am so grateful that she called in. Good morning, Donna. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm a little sleepy because I went to an Attleboro Community Theater presentation last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, so I had to really struggle to get up this early to call you.
Well, listen, girl, next time I see you, I owe you coffee and a big hug. Thank you.
By the way, Attleboro Community Theater production of One Flew Over Cuckoo's Nest is on again tonight at 8, and then tomorrow for matinee at 2.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they have tickets left, but it's very worth it. It was quite good.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Thank you. I really
quite
appreciate
good.
That.
Yeah.
So tell
just
me
another.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah? Go ahead. No, I didn't mean to step over you. What were you going to say? So it was a really good performance?
It was good. And I just was saying it's another out and about for you to let people know.
Yeah,
about.
Actually, I think I do have it here.
Okay.
But no, I mean, I welcome anything and everything, you know, out there. So I can't be everywhere. Uh-huh. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. I was going to go to the afternoon matinee, but then it was conflicting with my psychic fair that I'm having that I would like to have you know about and let everybody know about tomorrow at Attleboro Farms in North Attleboro. Have you ever been there?
Actually, yes, I was there this week, and the funny thing is, where I work, we have a pumpkin carving contest at work. Oh. Like, we have, like, teams, like, the tech ops team will do something, and they'll do something with Microsoft or, you know, with cables and wires and stuff, and then we have production team that'll take a pumpkin, and then it'll do, like, raw data, you know, all the way down into, like, a finished pie, which would be, like, it's really wild. They get very, creative, Donna. And we have a cartoonist who carves a pumpkin that's could equal or even better than the ones at the Jack-O-Lantern Spectacular at Roger Williams Park Zoo. So, So I went there. I was at the pumpkin patch on Wednesday, and Julie wasn't there, but two of her helpers were there. So I ordered 45 pumpkins to be picked up. Honest to God, I pick them up on the 20th, I think it's Sunday the 23rd, and then what I do, I have a friend who has a large pickup truck, so we pick up the pumpkins, we bring them to my work, and put them out in the lobby, and then on Monday morning, I just send out an email saying, hey, everybody, you know, come on down, and so, yeah, we've got a very competitive bunch this year, and we have a great time with it, and we have a Halloween party on Halloween, and all that other good stuff, but yeah, and then I called into Paul Healy. I don't mean to digress, but you'll find this very funny, because I have to read the football scores, and I say him, Paul, since you're calling them, I said, you know, I always say, he said, well, what do you say? I said, you know, like, all right, I'll give you an instance. Okay, so King Philip and Attleboro played last night. So I would say King Philip won over Attleboro 36-13. He goes, no, never say the word over. He said, it's called defeated or squashed like a bug. So I said, you know what? Okay, on Saturday when I read the scores, I will either say defeated or squashed like a bug. And those are Paul Healy-isms.
boys in their sports, huh?
Oh, my God. Tell me about it. I want you to tell us about your psychic fair. It's Sunday, but what are the hours?
Yeah, it's tomorrow. It starts at about 9, ends at about 4.
Oh, and, wow. Full day.
Yeah, we've got a whole bunch of people. There's a woman who does animal communication. She's also a medium, so she will do spirit communication if any spirits have any message for you to get. We have a person doing foot reflexology, another woman bringing a massage table. I'm going to read palms and runes myself. Mm-hmm. We have people selling spiritual jewelry and crystals and oils and everything. A woman doing numerology, reading cards. It's a pretty interesting, eclectic group of people, psychics and healers. And healers are psychics, and psychics are healers.
Oh.
So if you get a reading or you get an actual physical treatment, it's all a very healing sort of day.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be great, and the weather is just as I had ordered. It's gonna be in the mid 60s and sunny.
Oh.
It's gonna be nice today, but nicer tomorrow.
Great.
So it's at 491 Hickory Road in North Attleboro, right as you know where Routes 1 and 1A converge there at the CVS.
Mm-hmm.
And you go up the hill by the, you know, near the church, between the church.
Oh, yes.
By all those pumpkins that they have there.
On the hill. I know, as I left the CVS and going up that road. Is that 120, I want to say?
Yes, 120.
Uh-huh. That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I seen all the pumpkins, and I said, oh, my God. But then I said, no, I want to always support my local farmers. So I went up there and to the Attleboro Farmers Market.
Good
and then
Julie
called me and yesterday just to confirm all the pumpkins. And I told her what my budget was. And so they're going to work with me on that. And that's why I love the farmers markets. I love the local farmers here because I always want to support them, and they work so darn hard. And they're family-run, you know, industries, and we need more awareness about that, I think, you know, because you can go to Stop and Shop, sure, but a tomato at Stop and Shop is not going to be as delicious as Level Acre Farm or the local farms that we have here at the Attleboro Farmers Market. I'm going to miss it. I'm going to go through Farmers Market withdrawal. I have to say, I have been there almost every single Saturday, and I love it. It's just really a great place. It's a great community. I see families. I see, you know, neighbors. And Heather is all around, and Ed and everybody, you know. It's just a really great, I just feel so fortunate, you know, and and being here and being a part of all of this. It's just, we live in a very stressful time. And it's good to take a step back, you know, when you when you go back and you just kind of breathe. That's why the psychic fear is wonderful, I think. And you'll see me there, Donna. I will definitely go there. Yeah, I've got a busy Sunday with the grandkittens. They have they have soccer games at noontime, but they're in dance recitals, and they want me to come over earlier to do a they want to do a little dance for me. And I said, okay. So I'm going to go over there at 11. So, but you're, and then I have the football game is on tomorrow, too. The Patriots are playing at 1, so you probably see
Me.
Yeah, yeah, just a heads up. But I probably be there earlier.
As you know, I always like to tell people that if psychic stuff isn't your thing, Attleboro Farms has all kinds of things to wander around and look at. It's just so beautiful up there.
Oh, my God,
so
yes.
For people who, you know, for a wife who's dragging her husband up there, you know, fear not, because there are all kinds of things that he can look at there and buy. Beautiful, beautiful things. They have all the harvest theme going on. They have the Halloween decorations that are better than you'd get, like, at one of the big box stores. And it's always good to support local businesses.
Yes, well said, that's for sure. Well said, my dear. Can you hang on for a second, or are you going to take off? I have to take a quick break. Can you come? Can you stay?
Yeah, I can hang on, sure.
Perfect, okay. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. I have Donna Sprague online. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Metamorphosis, the Art of Altered Books, will be exhibited from July 30th to November 6th at the Fuller Craft Museum in Brockton. The exhibit will feature mixed media artists who carve, gouge, fold, collage, and manipulate books to transform the printed pages into a sculptural object. A partial list of exhibiting artists includes Longbin Chen, Andy Hayes, Wendy Wall, and Jacqueline Rush Lee. For more information, call the museum at 508-588-6000.
What is that?
Oh, that? It's my time machine.
Does it work?
Sure. Just hit this button.
Whoa, dinosaurs. Cool.
Or we can go here.
Hey, that's Napoleon.
Oui.
Or we can go to the future.
Wow, hey, you have this nice house. Do I have a nice house?
No, you didn't save any money. Always spent it on vacations and stuff.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and correct that bad habit.
Yep.
Okay, the time machine is not real, but the saving thing is. Get in the habit of putting some of your money in savings each week through a 401k, savings account, or financial investments. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy tips on saving, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. What does this crazy little button do?
Wait, no!
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home, but it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Historian Gary Highlander will present Hail to the Chief on November 17th at 10:30 a.m. at the Norton Public Library. Dr. Highlander will take us back to the Constitutional Convention of 1787, where the Office of the President and the Electoral College were created. As Connecticut Governor Samuel Huntington stated at the time, it was a new event in human history. Gary Highlander is a scholar and professor who has taught at Stonehill College and Framingham State University and lectured for many cultural and educational forums. For more information on the event, call the library at 508-285-0265.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. I'm Elaine the Roach. Our number here is 508-222-1320. Online, we have Donna Sprague, our own writer, author, and talk show host herself. And she's talking to us today about a fantastic event tomorrow at Attleboro Farms in North Attleboro, the Psychic Fair. Good morning, Donna. Thanks again for getting up so early. Welcome to my world, my dear.
Oh, I know, yeah. My body is readjusting already. I guess we turn the clocks back. We fall back in the first weekend of November, and I think I've already fallen back here.
Really? Oh, my God.
Happens every year. That's what happens when you grew up in New England, you know?
Right.
One thing that I forgot to say is that we're going to have a singer there.
Oh, a singer?
Yes, Jenna Green. I don't know if you've heard of her. She's quite well known in the folk singing world, and she's going to be there at the fair tomorrow.
Oh.
She has a lovely voice. I've asked her to please bring some CDs that people can buy.
Oh, okay.
Because after you've heard her sing, you're going to want to buy a CD.
Okay, great. Do you know when she's going to be starting to perform, or...?
I think she's going to be there all day. I think she'll show up at 9 and probably leave around 4, and she'll be, you know, sort of wandering about, and then perhaps like in one spot for a while. And but she's just amazingly, amazingly good. My daughter is a big fan of hers.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
She sings sort of like folk songs, Celtic songs, like a mix of magical Celtic and folk.
Wow.
Yeah. And she writes a lot of her own songs, and she's just really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. So it should be a really, really amazing time. There's a woman that's going to read angel cards. A lot of people love the angel cards. But I'm really excited. It kind of came up, I don't know, sort of like, gee, you know, maybe we could have a psychic fair. And then all of a sudden, all sorts of people sort of gathered around that idea. And whenever there's a psychic fair and you're drawn to go, you should go, because there's usually a message that you need to have, and I've found that myself. So if anybody has an urge to go, whether you look at the beautiful things that are for sale at Attleboro Farms, or just want to wander around and smell the fresh air up there, and walk through their grounds and enjoy the flowers and everything, or have a psychic reading, it's going to be a nice day.
Oh my God, it is. So when you go up into the parking lot area, where are you going to be? Are you going into the greenhouse area?
Yeah, I think we're all going to be in the greenhouses.
Nice.
In different little areas. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Very nice. Oh, it's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. I was up there on Wednesday, but they have like the bales of hay out there with the corn stalks and the pumpkins.
Oh, yeah.
It does look like fall there, and it just smells so great too. You know, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they have cinnamon apple cider brewing out there, you know, because that would be perfect. Perfect touch.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
It would be.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, I promise I definitely will be there. I will get up and... I will do that at 9 o'clock. I definitely will be there, and I'll see you there. Do you want me to bring you a coffee?
No, no, no. I'm all set. I gave up caffeine because it was making me crazy, so I decided to stop drinking. I was only drinking a little bit a day, too, a little bit of tea.
Really?
But it made a big difference, yeah. But I thank you for the offer. But
oh, sure.
I'm crazy enough, so.
I was going to say, if I stop drinking coffee, the same thing is, I feel the same way, as it ain't going to stop, you know. But gosh, you know, I really appreciate you calling us and filling us in. These are wonderful things, and it sounds like you've got quite a lineup of everyone, and with Jenna Green, too, with the singing. I can just, it's going to just be a perfect setting, I think, because you'll hear her music. You have all your folks set up, and it'll be a very peaceful and loving and warm, inviting environment. And I can't wait to experience that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I definitely will go. Thank you. Now, I meant to ask you, I've been to psychic fairs where they charge like $20 a reading or something like that. What do you, is there an admission price? And
No, there's no admission price. People can just come and kind of, you know, schlep around and see what they're attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who get readings will pay the psychics directly.
Oh.
And my thing is always a dollar a minute because that's what I've been used to for years and years and years.
Oh,
but whoever's there will charge whatever they feel they need. And I'm glad you asked this because I forgot. I'm going to be giving half of whatever I receive tomorrow to Winslow Farm.
Oh, I love that place. Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's my charity.
Tell us about Winslow Farm. It is a great place.
It's an amazing place. Debbie, I can't remember her last name. Oh, my God. Anyway, what?
No, I didn't say anything.
Oh, she's the one who established Winslow Farm. The Winslow name comes from a lady that she took care of. And when the lady was actually dying, Debbie got right in bed with her and just, you know, was with her and close, holding her and everything. And that's who Debbie is. Debbie is the most amazing person. And she started this farm for abused and abandoned farm animals. She has probably 300 animals there now, including lots of cats. And there's an admission charge to go there, which tomorrow would be a great day to go there too. It's such a beautiful day for everything. And I like to go there. I like to give money there when I can, because you can go there, you can see what your money's doing. It's not like a big CEO who's getting all the money and not doing what they say they're going to be doing with your money. You can see the animals. You can see how healthy and happy they are. They get veterinarian treatment. They get rehab. They get everything, because a lot of them have very sad stories that they come with, and it's their forever home.
Oh, my God. That is so great.
Yeah, it's beautiful. She's a nationally known person now.
Is
as far as
she?
The farm goes.
Good.
Yeah, had all sorts of things done on her in the media and everything. Wow. But thank you so much for giving me this time on your show. I really appreciate it.
Oh, are you kidding me? The pleasure's all mine. I really sincerely mean that. Thank you so much, Donna. And I definitely will plug the psychic fair, too. That's tomorrow from 9 to 4. And you have a wonderful day. And
thank you.
You can go back to bed now. It's 7:26.
Thank you. And thank you to Mike, as always. Always thanks to Mike there with you in the morning.
You're welcome, Donna.
Okay. You guys have a good day.
Thank you so much. And you, too. And I'll see you tomorrow, Donna.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye. There goes Donna Sprague, and the psychic fair is tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Attleboro Farms in North Attleboro. And, it sounds like it's going to be a really great time. So, and I'm looking forward to hearing this singer, Jenna Green, play. It sounds like she's going to be singing throughout the fair, and you can buy a CD. So how's that? That's great. So you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. I'm Elaine the Roach, and we have so much to talk about today. But the first half, I mean, we're on for 2 hours. So the first half here is I'm going to give you some scores, some football scores that'll make Paul Healy proud of me. And then I'm going to talk to you a little bit about some different things that have happened. And there was one story that caught my eye calling a random act of kindness that I want to share with you. And then the second, I'm sorry, we're going to do the football scores now and we'll chatter. And then Jim Corbin will be calling in at 7:35 to give us a weather hit. And then we'll go into more random acts of kindness and outs and abouts. And then the second half, we're going to talk about the flu and the flu clinic. And, you know, have you gotten your flu shot? There's pros and cons. And we'll go through all the outs and abouts in the activities as well. So I know that Paul had called the show with the scores last night when he was broadcasting with his brother Mike Healy last night. But, okay, so here we go. I'm going to try this new way of reading you the scores. Okay, so King Philip defeated Attleboro, darn it all, 36 to 13. Somerset, I almost said something else, defeated Bishop Feehan 21-7. East Bridgewater, squashed like a bug, Dighton Rehoboth 21-7. Mansfield defeated Franklin. This is very uncomfortable because I so want to say the word over. Mansfield defeated Franklin 42-7. North Attleboro defeated Canton 35-7. Stoughton defeated Foxborough 42-3. Holliston defeated Norton 28-7. And Seekonk won over born. 56? Oh my, no, 58 to 14. Okay, so if Paul Healy is listening, hopefully he will be proud of me. So I'm writing that word, defeated or squashed like a bug, but I still say over, and I shouldn't say that, but yeah. Anyway,
I think Paul Healy uses squash like a bug, doesn't he?
He does. But there are some people that can say that, and others are just, you know, I feel uncomfortable. It doesn't feel natural. So, but I'm going to say defeated because I wrote it here three times, used defeated. So, but I thank Paul for his advice as always. Anyway, if you played the lottery, I want to wish you good luck. Mass daily number is 1600. The Rhode Island daily number is 7539. Mass cash, 6, 24, 26, 31, 35. Mega Millions, 7, 27, 60, 64, 74. The Mega Ball is 5 and the Mega Plier is 3. Whew, it is unbelievable. Wow. So, how much? Oh, I don't have much time. Okay, I just wanted to, I will comment on something before we go into the break of 7:30. Then Paul, Jim Corbin will be calling in at 7:35. But real quick, it just seems like the political system here in our country with the debates and everything is getting very, very nasty. And I reached out to someone from the Republican Party, and it's a friend of ours that's going to be on our show the last Saturday of October to talk about the election and different things. And that's our own former talk show news director, Richard Lunt. So I said to Richard, I said, I'd like you to come on and talk about that too, but I'd like to also interview you about your new job as HR manager and the things that you have to go through when you're looking for a new job, because we're getting towards the end of the year and people start to evaluate, you know, am I happy in my job? If I'm not happy in my job, you know, and all of that. So it's too bad that we don't really have one candidate that stands out. And some folks at work, it's been a buzz. I don't know, Mike, if you've been talking to people where you work or other people around hearing the buzz of like, geez, it's too bad that both candidates can't step aside and we have new leadership, because there really isn't any leader. There isn't one person that you can say, hey, I like that person, you know, because I see where they're going. It stands for something. You know, I want to vote for that particular person. And this is the first time in my lifetime that I am really conflicted.
Yeah, and usually when you watch debates on television, they usually help you decide one way or the other which way to go. But it just seems like it's been a slugfest, name-calling. I mean, it's horrible. I mean, they don't really focus on the issues. No. They do more about who can up the other and, you know, making the other person look bad. And
yes, and I agree. And Saturday Night Live, folks, if you haven't been watching Saturday Night Live, oh, my God.
That's past my bedtime.
Please, please tune in tonight, because, honest to God, it is – they're having so much fun with this, unfortunately. They are just having so much fun with this. And, yeah, it's just not good. And I think the morale of our country, too, is suffering greatly. You know, I just do. So I hate to bring you down on a Saturday morning, but it's food for thought. And Richard will be in, like, the last Saturday of October. I do want to mention something real quick, and I will mention it again. I know we have to take a quick break, but I was in contact with the Literacy Center. Joan Ritchie will be on my show on the 22nd, and they're having a Mansion Family Mystery Night, and that's going to be on Friday, October 28th from 6 to 8 p.m., and also Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. too. Admission is just $5, and you get a free used book if you come in. So basically what it is you search the mansion for clues and solve mysteries, and it's a scavenger hunt, which is always fun, and they're saying it's family fun from ages 3 and up. So the Literacy Center is located at 80 North Main Street in Attleboro. It's one of my favorite places, and I was on the board for 9 years, six years as president of the Literacy Center, and I knew Donna Sprague. I know Donna Sprague very well. Donna Morse, the founder of the Literacy Center, was a good friend of mine before she passed away of breast cancer. So the Literacy Center will always be in my heart. And anytime that they have an event, Joan knows that she can count on me to publicize and participate. Anyway, with that said, I want to wish you all a good morning. Have a cup of coffee. And you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. We're going to take a quick break, and then Jim Corbin will be calling in to give us the latest and greatest weather forecast. Stay tuned.
The Attleboro Art Museum's Art Lovers Book Club presents a discussion of The Muralist by B.A. Shapiro on Saturday, October 15th from 2 to 4 p.m. Author B.A. Shapiro will be present to discuss her novel with readers of The Muralist as well as those that have not yet read the novel. Ms. Shapiro will be available for a book signing at the end of the event. This event is free and open to all. Seating is limited, so please reserve your space by calling 508-222-2644, extension 10, or email office@attleboroartsmuseum.org.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6-8-9-10-4.
...could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Popular historian and speaker Dr. Gary Highlander will be back this December at Richards Memorial Library in North Attleboro for a 3-part series on John Marshall and the Supreme Court. The series will take place on 3 consecutive Thursdays, December 1st, 8th, and 15th at 7 o'clock p.m. Justice John Marshall was the longest-serving Chief Justice and a member of the court for over 30 years. Many of his decisions are still having an effect today. Dr. Highlander's talks are popular and fill up fast, so register early. To register, email mholmes@salesinc.org.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Out and About with Elaine. My name is Elaine the Roach, and in studio I have Mike Catanzaro. We're waiting for Jim Corbin to call to find out what is going on in the weather situation. Hopefully we have a really good day today and tomorrow, but I tell you something. I got up this morning and walked to work. No, I didn't walk to work. I drove to work, and it was so cold that I could see my breath, and it's like, oh, my God, winter is almost here, I guess. And we'll find out more about Jim Corbin.
My car said it was frost.
It was frost.
It actually said that, 38 degrees and frost out.
Oh,
but yes, Jim's on.
Oh, my God. Hey, Jim, I have something to tell you before you get into the weather. I was trying to email you at your email, Yahoo. And
yep.
It kept bouncing back. I couldn't reach you because I'm on for 2 hours, and I wanted to ask you if you wanted to come in or call in again in the 8 to 9 o'clock hour. But
I'm sorry. I'll have to check that, see what the problem might be, although I did get some others from other locations.
Yeah, so, I don't
what
know.
Was that yesterday?
Yeah, and the day before, and actually Wednesday. I was trying to reach you since Wednesday, and I have 3 emails that bounced back.
Oh.
So,
Well, that's not good. Modern technology at its worst.
No, I hear you. But I think what I'll do is have you send me an email from, like, wherever you are, and maybe it was just a snafu or something.
It's probably on my end. Every once in a while, something pops up. But But I'm glad you're on 2 hours.
Yeah, this is a nice treat. I really appreciate it because I can expand and we can.
You can fit the. Sometimes you're not able to fit everything in the 1 hour.
Right. Yeah. Every week.
Yeah.
So this gives me some breathing space and everything. So how are you doing,
Jim? Oh, very well. Just was out briefly, just breathing in some of the fresh air. And as you mentioned, yeah, it's a little cold this morning. We do have some frost. And even a few places that are at freezing or a couple of degrees below the usual places, though. We all know when we live where we live, sometimes the temperatures are a little bit warmer or colder a couple of towns over than where you are and vice versa, whatever. But most of us are averaging very early this morning in the mid-30s, and so there is some frost around. If you have any late-season vegetables and you left them out, they might be pretty much finished off this morning. We've been talking about this the last few days, but it is nice and bright, obviously, and we're going to have a nice recovery. Temperatures should get all the way up to about 60 around, say, 2 o'clock this afternoon. So, again, great news once again for the farmers market and everything else that's going on. And as Donna Sprague was mentioning, it's going to be beautiful tomorrow and even warmer, so temperatures mid to upper 60s. Now, I do expect it to fall back into the upper 30s to near 40, so if you're out tonight doing something, whatever, once the sun goes down, and it's going down now right around 6 o'clock, the temperatures will fall quickly once again. So you want to dress appropriately if you're going to be, say, out later this evening for a time. And then, again, a nice recovery tomorrow, mid to upper 60s. Now, our next chance of any rain of any consequence is late tomorrow night into very early Monday morning. So that would be good timing. You know, you don't generally want the rain to be falling during the day if we can avoid it. But it doesn't look like a lot, maybe a tenth of an inch at most. And that's a warm front. And behind the warm front, boy, I'll tell you, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week, especially Tuesday and Wednesday, Elaine, it's going to feel like late summer. Temperatures on Monday in the afternoon are going to get into the low 70s. And then upper 70s on Tuesday and might even make a run at 80 degrees on Wednesday. How about that?
Oh, my God, you're kidding me. That's why I just had the maintenance folks switch over from AC to heat on Friday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be all right. I mean, I highly recommend later in the week, if you don't have the air conditioning anymore, many people have, like just like you, maybe if they have the window units, they take them in. But Tuesday and Wednesday, just leave the windows open at night, because this time of year, even if we have warm days, the nights now being longer than the days, nights will cool off, so you're going to be probably falling back at the very lowest, probably low and mid-50s at night on Tuesday and Wednesday. So, in other words, don't worry too much about, my air conditioning is switched over to heat, and now what am I going to do if it gets warm in the afternoon? You know, what you want to do, though, and again, the typical rule of thumb, especially now if you don't have air conditioning anymore, is on the warm days, make sure when you leave to go to work or school or what have you, you want to keep the windows closed. So that brief 80-degree temperature won't get inside. And then when you get home, and as the sun goes down, open up the windows and let the natural air conditioning of the cooling temperatures cool it down. And you can maybe stick a fan in the window. So I know it's not a major issue we're talking about, but with a lot of people now maybe not available, air conditioning not available, keep the windows closed during the day and then open up the windows when you get home, obviously if it's right around sunset. And let that cool air come in, and maybe if you want to enhance it, stick a fan in the window, which you might still have, and then it'll cool right down, and you'll be comfortable even without the air conditioning. But of course, we're not talking about midsummer conditions, because again, the nights now are longer than the days. In fact, the days now are about 11 hours long, and the nights are about 13 hours long.
Wow.
And again, the Hunter's Moon. Did you see the moon last night?
Oh my God! Yes, I did. I was out and about last night, and I did see this beautiful moon. Yes.
It'll be nice and bright again tonight and probably a good portion of tomorrow night before the clouds maybe start moving in. So perfect timing for seeing that big full Hunter's Moon. Next month it's going to be the Beaver Moon, and we get into that down the road. But the beavers are getting active as it closes in on the winter. That's why that one is named. Of course, the Hunter's Moon this month is typically the moon for the in days past. The hunters had moon light in the evening, so they'd catch an extra couple of hours or so of being able to do some hunting. So that's why that's the situation. Now, later next week, and I'll end on this because I know you want to get to a lot of stuff, it looks like we have kind of a complicated situation with a strong storm. You might have seen the last day or so, they've had real high winds and heavy rains in the Pacific Northwest. You'll probably see more video of that. Strong winds, rain, and even snow in the mountains. Now, we're not talking about snow here, but that storm, the remnant of it, is going to come across the Great Lakes next week. While we're enjoying the summer warmth for a few days, it'll be stormy out towards the Great Lakes. And then that storm has the potential to start affecting us perhaps as early as Thursday and continue into a good portion of the weekend. At the same time, we're going to see some tropical moisture. Now, whether there's an actual storm coming out of the Caribbean or somewhere off the southeast United States, that could inject moisture our way. And it could be a similar situation to what we had last Sunday. Remember last Sunday it rained?
Yes. Yes,
which
I
was
do.
A good rain. It was a good rain because it dropped us one category. We're now, instead of severe, extreme drought, we're now in severe drought. So it's they have five categories in terms of drought. Normal, and then there's moderate, severe, extreme, and catastrophic. Well, fortunately, you got the 2 inches of rain on average fell in the Attleboro-Providence area on Sunday, which was enough to drop us one category. Now, the rain we could potentially get late next week after we enjoy about three straight days of almost like summertime.
Mm-hmm.
The rain next week would be very much appreciated. Unfortunately, it could be falling during part of the weekend, but, we really need it. We have to brush away the fact that, we're going to get rain on the part of the weekend. Well, again, you've heard about there's a couple of not only lakes around the area that are looking really low reservoirs, but also there's a river up in northeast Mass, the Ipswich River, which is almost run dry. A river running dry is extremely unusual, especially a river that's good size like that is. It's not like a little stream or a brook. It's a good-sized river, and it has gone dry, which is bad. I mean, obviously, we don't get the drinking water from the rivers, but everything feeding into them. If we do get some decent rain late next week, it really is going to be helpful, and so we'll have more on that as we go through the week. But in the immediate time, boy, I'll tell you, what a great fall weekend of weather coming up. And tomorrow will be warmer than today. And then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, it's a throwback to late summer.
Sounds great. Listen, I have to ask you, because we still are in hurricane season, is there anything coming up the coast here?
Nothing going on. We still have Nicole. Of course, a couple of days ago, it went directly, just almost directly over Bermuda,
mm-hmm.
With winds of just over 100 miles an hour. It's now still a tropical storm, but way out in the Atlantic, well southeast of Newfoundland. And eventually it's going to, as we say, go to the graveyard of the North Atlantic, where the tropical systems don't like.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, there's nothing at the moment. Now, as I mentioned, if there's some development over the next few days down in the Caribbean or somewhere down in that area, that is a possibility, but that's still not for several days. And the next named storm, as I might have said to you last week, is Otto, O-T-T-O.
Oh, Otto. Okay. That's unusual, huh?
Yeah. Well, again, when Nicole, as they go alphabetically, as we
mm-hmm.
all know, and
they go
back and forth, man, woman, or female, male, in terms of the name. So,
right.
And the next one after that would be Paula. So if you know anyone named Paula, that's my
name. I do. Oh.
But anyway, enjoy the weekend, and again, we'll talk to you next week, and at that time, we may be dealing with weather completely opposite of what we're getting today, which would be rain. But again, I know it's for outdoor activities. You don't want it, but there's some potential for wet weather left later next week. But again, until then, boy, I'll tell you, this is a great stretch of weather. Initially, it's nice and crisp and cool this weekend, especially today, and then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, boy, I'll tell you, you'll be breaking out the shorts again.
Wow, I can't believe it, but I believe you, so...
But do that with, now that you've got no air conditioning, do that, like I said, keep the windows closed during the day.
Yes.
So the heat, so the brief 80-degree heat, or 70s, whatever, doesn't come in. And then once you get back, open up the windows, because the temperatures will quickly cool after sunset, and then that breeze will come in the window, and it'll cool it off naturally.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Thank you so much, Jim. And if I don't connect with you because of email snafus, know that we are live. We are still live every Saturday.
Okay, sounds good. I'll try to send you something today and let me know if you get
and
it
I'll
back.
Try to bounce back. Okay, that sounds perfect. Have a wonderful weekend and enjoy your week. And if you're not doing anything, tomorrow the psychic fair is from 9 to 4, so at the Attleboro Farms. Yeah, and then the Patriots are playing tomorrow at 1, and life is good.
Life is good, that's it. All right, Elaine, thanks a lot. Take care, Mike.
You too, Jim.
All right, bye-bye. Take care. Thanks again, Jim. Bye. All right, that's Jim Corbin's forecast. Wow, it sounds like it's going to be a fantastic weekend. All right, so I know we're a little bit behind on the break, and we're going to take a break in shortly, but I just wanted to welcome you to the show again. We have another hour coming up. Woohoo! So you're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we'll be right back after these messages.
From November 17th to December 15th, the Attleboro Arts Museum will exhibit Art of Celebrating, Trees, Lights, and Symbols of the Season. The exhibition will feature artful Christmas trees, wreaths, Hanukkah menorahs, and Kwanzaa kinaras created and decorated by volunteer artists. All pieces will be on display in the museum's Otmar Gallery during part of November and Community Gallery in December. The work will be raffled off to benefit museum art classes and exhibitions. If you are interested in creating an original holiday-themed piece, email office at attleboroartsmuseum.org.
What is that?
Oh, that? It's my time machine.
Does it work?
Sure. Just hit this button.
Whoa, dinosaurs. Cool.
Or we can go here.
Hey, that's Napoleon.
Oui.
Or we can go to the future.
Wow, hey, you have this nice house. Do I have a nice house?
No, you didn't save any money. Always spent it on vacations and stuff.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and correct that bad habit.
Yep.
Okay, the time machine is not real, but the saving thing is. Get in the habit of putting some of your money in savings each week through a 401k, savings account, or financial investments. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy tips on saving, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. What does this crazy little button do?
No! This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Amigo Incorporated, located at 33 Perry Avenue in Attleboro, is the result of one family's journey to find answers for their autistic child. Founded by a small group of parents in 1971, Amigo has grown to include more than 30 residential homes, a fully accredited school, and applied behavioral analysis in homes, schools, and daycares. Amigo touches the lives of over 300 families in Massachusetts, offering services and programs for both children and adults with autism spectrum disorders and other developmental disabilities. For more information, please visit their website at www.amigoinc.org.
On Wednesday, November 2nd, 9th, and 16th at 6:30 p.m., Stephen J. Semerda is offering a three-session writing seminar at the Richards Memorial Library in North Attleboro. The seminar is designed to jumpstart and improve the writing of participants. Stephen J. Semerda is a successful journalist and freelance writer with more than 35 years of experience writing for newspapers, magazines, and online media. To participate in the seminar, sign up at the reference desk or call 508-699-0122.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. I'm Elaine LaRoche, and on my board here, keeping me on track and always, always with a smile, is Mike Catanzaro. So good morning, Mike. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Elaine.
Can you believe we're on 2 hours today? Woohoo!
It's good to do that.
Yes. I just feel so relaxed. I feel like I can come in, and I've got all my outs and abouts in front of me here and all the topics that we're going to be talking about, and it just feels really great to slow it down and just get through every single thing. It's just really great.
So normally you feel like you're in an auction?
No, it's just always we have 1 hour, and it's not a true hour because, you know, we have breaks that we have to take that are mandated, and also, too, we have our great weather hit. And I love it because it always Jim always enhances my show like you do. So, but there are a couple of things I know that were I know it's almost 8 o'clock and this is really great because I can talk about anything and then the next hour we'll talk about the flu and stuff. But with all the stuff that's going on with all the debates and everything, I want to do a feel good story in the 8 o'clock before we go off, and then we'll be back again in the second half and I'll do all the events that are happening, I promise, from 8 to 8:15, so you want to stay tuned for that. But I came across this wonderful story of random act of kindness.
Mm.
You know how we always talk about a random act of kindness?
Like pass it on type thing?
Yeah. I mean, there are some examples and everything, and there are a bunch of them, actually. And I think that with everything else that's happening in the world, sometimes you just have to take a breath and just say, you know what? I've got a whole carriage full of stuff, and the person behind me only has three. And I don't know if you've done this or not, but I've always turned around and say, that's all you got? Come in front. Or when you pull into a coffee shop, you know, the drive-through, have you ever paid for the person behind you?
Yeah, and you know what happens to my wife a lot? She always gets, people always pay for her.
See?
She'll tell me, she'll go, oh, I got a free coffee today. I'm like, how did that happen? Someone behind me or in front of me paid for me.
Right. Yeah, it's just really interesting. So I want to tell you a random act of kindness that really happened, and it's really interesting. So I'll read you a story, everyone. So sit back, relax, and here it goes. One stormy night many years ago, an elderly man and his wife entered a lobby of a small hotel in Philadelphia. They were trying to get out of the rain, and the couple approached the front desk, hoping to get some shelter for the night. "Could you possibly give us a room?" the husband asked. The clerk, a friendly man and a winning smile, looked at the couple and explained that there were three conventions in town. "Gosh, all the rooms are taken," the clerk said. "But I can't let a nice couple like you get out of the rain, and at 1 o'clock in the morning, I can't send you out there. Would you perhaps be willing to sleep in my room? It's not exactly a suite, but it would be good enough to make you folks comfortable for the night." When the couple declined, the young man pressed, "Don't worry about me. I'll make out just fine." So the clerk told them where it was, gave him the key, and the couple agreed. As he paid the bill the next morning, the elderly man said to the clerk, "You are the kind of manager who should be the boss of the best hotel in the United States, and maybe someday I'll build it for you." Okay, and as they walked away, the elderly couple agreed that this helpful clerk was indeed exceptional at finding a hotel and was also both very friendly and helpful. 2 years had passed. The clerk almost forgot the incident when he received a letter from the old man. It recalled that stormy night and enclosed a round-trip ticket to New York, asking the young man to pay them a visit. The old man met him in New York and led him down the corner of Fifth Avenue and 34th Street. He then pointed to a great new building, a palace of reddish stone, where turrets and watchtowers thrusting up into the sky. "That," said the old man, "is the hotel I have built just for you to manage." "You must be joking," the young man said. "I can assure you that I am not," said the old man. The old man's name was William Waldorf Astoria, and the magnificent structure was the original Waldorf Astoria Hotel, and the young man who became the first manager was George Bolt. The young man never foresaw the true turns of events that would lead him to to manage one of the most beautiful, glamorous hotels. And this is something else, you know, like doing something without expecting anything from it led this young man into the most fabulous career of his life. And it was just a really true story. It's a true story. So I have some things of random act of kindness that you might want to do. If you don't, that's okay too. But have you ever adopted an animal from the pound? I have. I've actually three. I've had a dog that I had for 13 years and two cats. Send paper thank you notes. Have you done that?
Yeah, those are cool.
They are. And I do that too. When I have like a major event at work or somebody does me a solid, I always appreciate them going for that. Pay for the coffee, the toll, or a bus fare for the person behind you. Let the person who seems rushed cut in front of you. Be empathetic and really trying to put yourself in somebody else's shoes. Have you held the door open for someone that is behind you? And I would say yes, I have too. Give boxes to someone who is moving. Hello out there, my family and friends. I need boxes because I am moving. Anyway, be thankful, be encouraging. You know, let people merge in traffic. And Yeah, that's a big one because, quite frankly, you know, when I drive in Providence every day and I have to take the Branch Avenue exit in the morning because I cannot make that 610 merge when they come from 146 onto 95 try to get off to Atwell's. It just blows my mind. It's just really too intense. It just really is, and I can't do it. I just, It's just, I'm half asleep as it is and trying to merge. Forget it. I get up Branch Avenue, go down Memorial Boulevard and come out that way. And West Exchange, it bumps into West Exchange and it's so much easier to do. So with a few minutes left, I do want to tell you some things that are happening locally that's really important. And then today is an Oktoberfest golf tournament to benefit on Common Ground at Stony Lee Golf Course. And that's, of course, is on County Street in Attleboro. So they have beer and wine tasting, German food, raffle, silent auction, and so much more. So it is today, the golf tournament. Let's see, the entry fee is $100 per person. And and it's really, really great. It looks like it's really, really great time. So if you want to play golf on a beautiful day like today, check that out. It's just really an awesome thing. And then also to the 26th annual Crop Hunger Walk. And this is a really great thing with the Attleboro Area Council of Churches will take place on Sunday, which is tomorrow, at La Salette Shrine. And last year they had more than 250 people from more than 25 area churches and community groups and schools. They're expected to join the End Hunger One Step at a Time walk. So registration begins at 12:30 at La Salette, and the walk will step off at 1:30 p.m. And basically they're saying it's a pilgrimage, I'm sorry, for a good cause, and their main focus is to alleviate hunger and poverty in our own communities. So again, it's this is the second year that the walk will take place at La Salette, and the organizers say that they're really very grateful and hope that you will come down and do the walk with them. So if you have if you want to feel good and you want to make that walk, I would say check out La Salette tomorrow. There's a lot of things going on, and like tomorrow again, just so you know, the psychic fair is at Attleboro Farms in North Attleboro, and our own Donna Sprague will be there too, and there's going to be a lot of activities with lots of vendors and psychics and reflexology and massage and music. Medium is going to be there. There's going to be so much activity at the Attleboro Farm, and that's right in our backyard as well. And don't forget today, the Attleboro Farmers Market, 9 to 1. That apple pie contest is today, folks. You know, I'm not going to say anything, but I do think that I'm going to win because I have the best tasting pie. Mm-hmm. And my secret ingredient is the Madagascar cinnamon. And on that note, we're almost up against our 8 o'clock break. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. My name is Elaine LaRoche. We're going to take a quick break. And on the flip side, we're going to give you all the activities and fun things that are happening in our area. So stay tuned. We have another hour of Out and About with Elaine.
You're listening to WARA, 1320 AM, Attleboro.
What better way to kick off the Thanksgiving holiday than with a flat, fast 5K? The Attleboro YMCA's Gobble Wobble 5K takes place on Thanksgiving morning at their Pleasant Street branch. The 5K starts at 8 a.m. with race day registration beginning at 7. The course is a fast, flat course through the Attleboro corporate campus. Runners can participate individually or as a team. Child Watch is available for the children of runners. Register online at attleboroymca.org.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a...
I want to be
a...
I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Are you one of the 30 million Americans who skip breakfast every day? We don't need to remind you that skipping breakfast can have a detrimental effect on your health. The Breakfast Place, located at 187 Pleasant Street, across from the Shell gas station, has been serving their customers meals made to order for over 30 years, using vegetables from local farms and cage-free eggs. Owner Casey Darconti opens the Breakfast Place every day from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. for breakfast and lunch. And for those on the go, all meals are available for takeout.
From now until November 11th, the Beard and Wheel Galleries at Wheaton College in Norton will exhibit Judy Pfaff, Drawings Thick and Thin. The exhibition showcases a continuum of media and techniques, ranging from prints to small three-dimensional works. Large paper tapestries will provide a backdrop for the interaction of new and old works, creating new perspectives on time and space. The gallery is open from 12:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. For more information about the exhibit, visit wheatoncollege.edu/gallery.
I just like to hear this song. That's all Mike is cueing me. Okay, you're on. I go, I know, I just like to hear this song. It's back on track when I first started here. Almost 4 years ago on air, we came back. This is really great because Jay Rogers put this as my theme song, and then we switched it off to like some smooth jazz. And then I was talking to Jim Jones. He says, yeah, he said, you know, you can have your theme. That's the original. And I go, you know, you're right. Almost four years ago. You're right. I'd love to have it back. So he put it in. So I thank Jim Jones for doing that for me. See, little things amuse me and they please me. So I really appreciate people going out of their way. That's really, really great. I did want to mention something, too. It's a very, very unusual thing that's happening in Attleboro that you might want to check out here. This is really a really unique choir. It's a children's choir from Uganda. There's 18 children that are here in the Attleboro area. They're doing a tour, and they're going to perform at La Salette Shrine at 7 p.m. on Thursday night, November 3rd. The concert will feature worship songs that share the stories of the children in the hopes that they have become of God's love, she said. All performances are free and open to the public. And since 1994, the Children's Choir has traveled around the world sharing the plight of Africa's orphaned children. Each child in the choir has suffered the loss of one or both parents, but have been rescued and now live in Watutu Village. Isn't that something? So you get a chance to hear beautiful children's voices singing. 18 beautiful children from Uganda, and that's on November 3rd at La Salette Shrine at 7 p.m. So I hope that you can find your way over there. That would be really something very unique and very different to do. I do want to mention, I love these people, South Attleboro Village Lions Auction has arrived, and their annual Chopstick Auction fundraising is Saturday, and they're having it at Corinne's Banquet Hall, and it used to be the former Bobby's Rollaway in Pawtucket on Newport Avenue, and the door will open at 5 p.m. with the auction starting at 6 p.m. They have door prizes, giveaways, and an all-evening cash bar. More than 100 items are going to be auctioned off. Admission is just $5, and you can, yeah, this is really interesting. So you can call, for more information, call Joan Wild at 508-243-9130. And, yeah, this is really going to be a lot of fun. Gosh, this is something I might do tonight. Speaking of fun things, I did have a chance to actually see Sully, the movie Sully. I really wanted to see it. There were two movies that I really wanted to see. One was Sully with Tom Hanks, and the other is Magnificent Seven. And now I've added a third one. It's The Accountant that just started with Ben Affleck. But if you get a chance to see a great movie, a really good movie. It was really great. And stay till the end because they do have pictures of the actual pilot and also the passengers. So it's really good. And Clint Eastwood directed this movie, and it's really great. So you got the Lions Club tonight, 5 o'clock. Auction starts at 6. Rentham Fire Department. The Rentham Fire Department is having their annual open house at 10 a.m. to noon on Sunday. It's open to the public at the Public Safety Building behind Town Hall. There'll be tours of the fire station, and they offer free blood pressure checks. Residents are also urged to pick up a fire prevention information, a tot finder decal, and that's so important. And what that is I know when my kids were younger, you put them in the windows, so this way, should there be an emergency, they will go right there, because that's that identifies that particular room is for, that's where a child is. So, yeah, they want to make sure that you do that. So there are five movies that I can recommend. And one, of course, is Sully with Tom Hanks. The second one is The Magnificent Seven, which I will see. The Accountant, which I will see with Ben Affleck. Bridget Jones' Baby, not so much, but it's a fun comedy. And for the children, Storks. So those are my five top picks.
I usually see The Accountant around tax time.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too. So we've got a lot of things going on. Again, the Attleboro Farmers Market is at 9 to 1 with their apple pie contest. I'm going to keep saying that because I entered my pie. I will be entering my pie unless somebody eats it, but I don't think so. They better not eat it. I don't know. But anyway, in the local area here, I wanted to pull up some stuff because we always have so much stuff going on in the area, which is great, which makes my job a lot easier because to tell you all these things that are happening is important. And I want to give you a lot of options, especially if you have children too and you're on limited funds. There's a lot of free things that you can do, and you'd be surprised. And this is the time of year where we have the Fall Autumn Fest or Harvest Fest. We had the Scituate Art Festival last week. There was so much going on. So stay tuned. Here are some things that you can do. And basically, let's see, there are two events. The Audubon Wildlife Refuge on Brown Avenue in Seekonk is offering a fall foliage hike from 9 a.m. to noon, and so that'll be interesting. That'll take you all around their grounds, and you'll be able to check it out. And also, too, the full moon hike at 7 p.m. at Borderline State Park, and that's in Northeastern. That's just a little something that you could do, too. Let's see. Oh, yeah. This is a little off the track, but live conversations with Mel Brooks on October 22nd at 2 p.m. at the Wang Center. So you can go up there, and they're going to run a screening of Blazing Saddles, which is one of my favorites. Have you ever seen Blazing Saddles with Mel Brooks?
Oh, yeah.
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 He'd be fun to see.
Mel Brooks is funny.
Yeah. A great writer. Yep, a great writer. Anyway, annual Fall Harvest Craft Fair is an open house, too, which is... Let's see where we're going to be doing. Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3:30, and that's on Hutchinson Road in Attleboro. So what do they have? They have lots and lots of crafts, handmade seasonal items, such as witches and pumpkins and snowmen and Santa Clauses and penguins. They have lead casting, silver jewelry, and crafts to bring back. See, I like to go shopping at these wonderful little craft fairs and church fairs, so I buy Christmas presents there. It's homemade stuff that is just really phenomenal. And if you're not into that, on the music scene, we have a few that are interesting. Gavin DeGraw is going to be playing at the Orpheum Theater tonight in Boston and at 7:30. And so if you're into that, if you're into... The Rhode Island Legends concert, that's October 22nd at 7:30 at the Stadium Theater. That features John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band, Roomful of Blues, and Steve Smith and the Nakeds. I actually met Steve Smith and the Nakeds at the Rhode Island Monthly Magazine Best Of this past July. And actually, I didn't know him at all, and he came up to my daughter, and we were talking. And she said, oh, this is my mom. And he said, oh, hi, I'm Steve Smith. And I go, oh, hi. So just like I'm meeting you, Mike, you know. And I said, oh, hi. And he said, oh, you've never heard of me? And I said, no. He said, well, I'm Steve Smith from the Steve Smith. I'm in the band. I'm the leader of the band, Steve Smith and Nick. I said, oh, well, that's nice. Great. You've never heard me play? And I go, no, I can't say that I have. He said, well, you don't get out much, do you? I go, oh, yes, I get out a lot. He said, well, you should hear us play. I said, well, if I do, then you'll have to buy me a drink. And he said, all right, but he was being like really out there, Mike, and I just said, nah, I don't think so. Some people are legends in their own mind, and you and I both know people like that. Yeah, he was one of them.
Won't go there.
Yeah, we won't. We don't want to get in trouble here. Okay, so Chalk Fest for charity. I like this idea. This is so cool, but it's funny. Listen to this. There's going to be a Chalk Fest for charity today from 10 a.m. to 5, and it's going to be at the Wrentham Village Premium Outlet Stores. Well, I wouldn't go up there to just watch chalk drawing. I'd have to bring my credit cards and do major damage and buying clothes out there. But they're going to have local artists creating chalk masterpieces on the centers and sidewalks, and proceeds are donated to the Franklin Rotary Club and all these other charities. Rain date is October 22nd. Yeah, you'd have to do that because if it was raining, the chalk would blend into other things. But I've seen chalk drawings before in Attleboro.
That's when they draw on the sidewalk, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, some of these artists are just so phenomenal, so fantastic, so talented. It's like I can't even draw a straight line.
I'd rather draw it on paper. At least it lasts longer.
It would. But to see it on the sidewalk, like some of them like create like a sinkhole or like the Grand Canyon, and yes, you're standing there and it's like, whoa.
And it actually gives you that optical illusion.
Yes, yeah. I'm fascinated by that. I'm fascinated by it. So, yeah, that's really unbelievable, but they're going to do that. They really are. In our own backyard, the benefit art auction, the Attleboro Art Museum is going to have a benefit auction on Saturday, November 5th. Doors will open at 5 p.m. Tickets are $35 in advance, $40 at the door. They're going to have a preview auction for the public, and it's just going to be so much fun. And you can go online and visit what the auction is going to be about, and you can actually view everything on www.biddingforgood.com/Attleboro Arts Museum. 2016, or you can just stop by, and I'm sure they have a flyer for you. I would think that they would have something like that. How are we doing on time? Are we taking a break?
It looks like we're coming up on a break real quick.
Okay, all right. I will. I'll just chat for a little bit, and I'll take a break, and then when we come back, we'll talk about the fairs and bazaars in our area, and then what we'll do further on down, we'll talk about the flu and did you get your flu shot. So you are listening to Out and About with Elaine. I'm Elaine LaRoche. Good morning, everyone. Have a cup of coffee on us. Sit back, relax, and be entertained by us, and we will be right back after these messages.
Bristol Community College will host the Veterans Expo on Saturday, November 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at their Fall River campus. The event will feature veteran organizations such as the Veterans Healthcare Administration and the Veterans Benefit Administration. Veterans nonprofit organizations, representatives from BCC's admissions office, and several colleges and universities will also be present. The Veterans Expo is free and open to all veterans and service members in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. For more information, call BCC Veteran Educational Services at 774-357-2227.
Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now Mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops, the rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving,
without going overboard, so you don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
You just need feedthepig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at feedthepig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Historian Gary Highlander will present Hail to the Chief on November 17th at 10:30 a.m. at the Norton Public Library. Dr. Highlander will take us back to the Constitutional Convention of 1787, where the Office of the President and the Electoral College were created. As Connecticut Governor Samuel Huntington stated at the time, it was a new event in human history. Gary Highlander is a scholar and professor who has taught at Stonehill College and Framingham State University and lectured for many cultural and educational forums. For more information on the event, call the library at 508-285-0265.
Good morning, everyone. Our number here is 508-222-1320. We are live till 9 o'clock this morning. I have Mike Catanzaro on the board here. Good morning, Mike. How are you hanging out there? Isn't this great?
Yeah, I'm hanging out.
It's just so relaxing and not have to rush. This is phenomenal. Anyway, we do want to mention things that are happening in the theater, darling, the theater. And as Donna had mentioned, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest runs through the 16th. It's the Attleboro Community Theater's this is a great little theater. It's at the Bates Masonic Lodge on 71 North Main Street. And it's Fridays and Saturdays. Their performances are at 8 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m. So if you want to see local theater at its best, check out the Attleboro Community Theater here. So the One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I always like to go to their matinees Sundays, but I'll be watching the game tomorrow, so I will not be able to do that. Jersey Boys run through the 16th, which is tomorrow, at the Boston Opera House on Washington Street in Boston. Tickets are only $44, but hang in there because they will probably come to Providence like they did last year. That is a phenomenal play. It was great. Had an opportunity to see it. It was just really great last year. Plan to see it again if it comes around this year. So also, too, Billy Elliot, the musical, runs through the 22nd, the 23rd at the Ocean State Theater on Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick. Billy Elliot, the music, was actually written. Some of the music, I believe, was from Elton John, and some of the story, and it's really supposed to be very good. I don't know very much about it, but it did get rave reviews on Broadway. Disney, The Little Mermaids, it's going to end tonight, so at 7:30 p.m., Stadium Theater, so if you want to see that movie, take the little ones up there and see that, and or if they're playing soccer like my little ones are, they're probably practicing. Pirates of the Chemotherapy is being performed October 14th to the 23rd at the Memorial Baptist Church in Seekonk. All proceeds from the ticket sales will be donated to the Gloria Gemmer Breast Cancer Resource Foundation. Showtimes are at 8 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays and 2 p.m. on Sunday. For reservations, you can contact, Beverly Darling, I knew her, 508-838-0917. Ticket prices are only $20, and these are local actors, some breast cancer survivors, and they're staging a very, very important, fun, loving, and supportive play. So this is very unique in our area. If you have a chance to check them out, please do. Here's my favorite part of the year. Haunted Hill. Oof. Yes, you can be scared, you know, senseless. Every weekend through October 30th at Diamond Hill Park on Route 114 in Cumberland. Yeah, they now have three new themed displays to scare the heck out of you. I don't think I can say crap, can I?
Well, I guess you just did now.
Oops, sorry about that. Okay, they scare the heck out of you. Murray Unitarian Church on North Main Street in Attleboro is having a fall rummage sale today from 9 a.m. to 1. I love these because you can get such great, great buys. And also the First Congregation Church of North Attleboro, that's called the Old Town Church, way in the back there. They have an annual fall and turkey supper at 4:30 to 6:30 tonight. Homemade cooked turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes. Yeah, it's that time of year with butternut squash and cranberry sauce, everything. So, if guys, I'm talking. If you would like to jump on the line, our number here is 508-222-1320, and we have a caller. So, good morning, and how are you today? Hello?
I think he got scared the last second.
You think so? Uh-oh.
Yeah. Unless he's
you know, sometimes
the other line.
We have the drop line, so. Yeah. All right, Mike's going to check that out. Sometimes we have our own little ghost here, and it's hard to manage, I should say. But feel free to call us back at 508-222-1320. We got a live one.
All right.
Good morning.
Hey, Elaine. How are you?
Great. And who is on the line?
Steve.
Hi, Steve. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. We're reading a whole bunch of stuff. We're on the second for 2 hours. We can't believe it. It's just so great today.
Is that going to be every week?
No, every once in a while we get a chance to do this. So
good.
Sometimes we have production issues and stuff, and then other times we can come in for 2 hours, and I love it because it gives us a little bit of a breathing space, and I don't feel so rushed when we have the one-hour show, which is awesome in itself. But it's so much nicer to just be able to breathe. So what's happening in your young world?
Not much.
No?
No, there's a lot going on, though, huh? I hear you say all the things that are going on.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Will you be able to go to the farmer's market today from 9 to 1?
Yes, I plan to be there, yeah.
Oh, good, good.
Must be at the end now, huh?
Yeah, I think it's only going to be here for another couple of weeks, and then that's it, another week or two. And
That's great.
But she's had Heather and her team, her committee, has been just doing a phenomenal job, just a phenomenal job. And they have these wonderful themes. You know, last week was the Hebron Pantry. You go there. I went there last week, and for $5, you help the pantry, but they give you a pumpkin. And it was just really, it's great. This week here, it's the Attleboro Pie, the pie judging contest. So she challenged me to make an apple pie, so I did, and I'll bring that down. So it's a fun thing. I don't expect to win, but it's fun to do that. And then what they do is they raffle off the prizes, the pies afterwards, I guess. So it's... it'll be a fun day. It'll be a really a lot of fun day
I'll have to try that pie.
Yeah, unfortunately, I've never entered a pie contest before, but I guess they're numbered or something. I'm not sure. But it's all in good fun, as they say, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Good way to spend part of the day, you know?
I think so, too. Now, are you a Patriot fan or another football team fan?
I'd rather not get into that.
Oh, that's okay, because I have my own family. My brother is an Oakland Raiders fan, and we always banter back and forth on game day as to who's the better team. Like, but he cracks me up because he'll send a picture of him with a holding a beer with his Oakland Raiders shirt, and then I'll send my picture back with a New England Patriot, you know, shirt.
I like the Dallas Cowboys myself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, the owner of the Cowboys said that any of his players don't stand up for the anthem, they're gone.
No
they're
kidding.
They're out of here. Oh, yeah.
Wow, he said
Jerry
that.
Jones, yeah. He won't tolerate that stuff like Kraft and the rest of these bozos, you know?
Yeah.
All right, well, you have a good day.
Well, gosh, Steve, thank you so much for calling. It's such a pleasure to hear your voice, and I hope you be a fan of ours and call us back again.
Oh, I will. I'll be listening.
All right, wonderful. You have a wonderful week, and hopefully we'll talk next week.
Okay, take care.
Thank you. Bye. All right, great. So, yeah, we do have a lot of things going on, and also the Attleboro Farmers Market. Don't forget, it's at O'Connell Field, right in back of the high school, and it's from 9 a.m. to 1, and today's theme is the apple pie contest. Vote for me, will you? Anyway, how you doing about the preventing the flu? I mean, everybody, I don't know about you, but at work and everything, it just seems that everybody is sniffling or sneezing or coughing or kids are getting sick. And there's just so much stuff. It's just really unbelievable. But We had a flu clinic. I did get my flu shot. Did you get your flu shot, Mike?
No.
No. Are you into that at all? Or
no, not? I usually don't do that.
No. Okay, well, that's okay.
That's just me.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people have their own personal preferences.
They do, and I agree. I do. So some of the things that we're asking you is, so what is the flu? Well, the flu is a contagious respiratory illness caused by influenza viruses that affect your nose and your throat and your lungs, and we all know that. It can be mild to severe, and the best way to prevent the flu is to get a vaccination every year. So how do you know if you've got it? You know, because we all say, this got to be a cold, you know, or allergies or something. But there's actually signs of it.
So there's a difference between cold and flu.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you better believe it. So you get a fever, you feel chills, you cough, you have a terrible sore throat, running a stuffy nose, and you have body aches, like really bad body aches. And that's a big difference with the flu versus a cold. You might even have a headache. You get fatigued, and some people get really, really sick intestinal-wise and just really, really bad. And so how does the flu spread? Well, most of us know that if you don't wash your hands frequently and you're being around people, you know, you become, especially if you come in contact with somebody who's contagious. So most experts think that the flu virus is spread mainly through droplets made by people from the flu, like when they cough, or they sneeze, or they're talking, you know. And so you have to make sure that, you know, when you have the flu, just stay home, please. You may be able to pass on the flu to someone else before you even know you're sick as well. And that happens a lot, especially on an airplane. I know, I have to go to 2 trips in November. 2 of them. One is my niece is getting married one weekend, and I'm flying. And then the following week, from Wednesday to Sunday, I have to go to California for a business trip. And it's like it's freaking me out because those 2 times when you're in a packed room with over 200 people and they recycle the air, it's like, oh, God, you know. So I'm just wondering, you know, what you're doing to prevent flu in your own home. So we are up against a break, I guess, right now. And I can't believe even 2 hours, it goes by so fast. But I'm loving it. I'm loving it. So you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. My name is Elaine LaRoche. We invite you to call us on the flip side of our break at 508-222-1320. And we'll be right back after these messages.